T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Foodstuffs, filling in for Tim Convey, who is down under in Australia. I am giving you the latest, and it's brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Now, with 4 locations, their latest open in the Central West End, and a 5th to come soon to Ballpark Village. Okay, some local food news. Good news, bad news. Which do you want first?
Bad news.
Bad news. What about you, Lance?
Start with bad. Yeah, let's rip off the Band-Aid.
All right. Bar Louie in the Central West End has closed.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
This past Saturday was the last night it was open, but their locations in Chesterfield, St. Charles, and Kirkwood are still open. Lots of changes going on in the Central West End.
Yeah.
Also, Steve's Hot Dogs. This is a bummer. Steve's Hot Dogs on the Hill closed last year, and they said they were focusing on their Tower Grove East location. Well, they're closing that location on Saturday. Aww. So now no more Steve's Hot Dogs. What's the deal? What's Steve Ewing? Is he going to... I don't know what's next for him.
Well, I know that they had been hit pretty hard by that Lou Fest thing. Remember that cancellation?
Oh, yeah.
They were, going to be a vendor there, and they lost money on that. So.
Well, it's a bummer. So this Saturday is their last day that they're open if you want to get your last good Steve's hot dog. And now for your local good news. Katie's Pizza and Pasta does their Give Back Tuesday, which they do the last Tuesday of every month. And to date, they have raised over like $250,000 for local charities. Wow. And tonight at their Rock Hill location, 100% of the cost of your meal goes to the Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation, which is pretty cool because Jed and Mark Hinkle own Clover and the Bee and Olive and Oak. And so the restaurateurs helping out other people in the restaurant industry.
That's pretty cool.
They're all such good friends that's really sweet. So that's tonight at Katie's Pizza Rock Hill location. Let's talk about Krispy Kreme donuts.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Krispy Kreme has started selling heart-shaped conversation donuts. Unfortunately, the only conversations they start are with your doctor.
All right, but really, if you want to say you're the sprinkle to my donut, you can say it with Krispy Kreme's Conversation Hearts Donuts. They're back. Pink, yellow, green, and purple, 4 different flavors, 24 sayings. And they come in a box that looks like the Conversation Hearts box. And like we talked about, Conversation Hearts switched owners, and a lot of the Conversation Hearts will not have sayings printed on them. So if you want a Conversation Heart with a saying, get it from Krispy Kreme. The one thing I didn't know I needed, OMG. Okay, 2 new ice cream flavors. You tell me which would you rather. Coming to store soon, Cinnamon Toast Crunch Ice Cream.
Ooh, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
And a small creamery out of Michigan, Mooville, has made a Mountain Dew ice cream.
You just had your first Mountain Dew.
Did.
Yeah, what? last week.
What? That was the first one you ever
first
had?
First one ever.
Yeah. I had never had it.
She Hildebranded the Dew, Lance.
That's not right.
I have to tell you, I'm a fan of the Code Red more than the I like the regular, but I'm a fan of the Code Red.
I don't even know what it's called, but every now and then we get some of that blue stuff, that blue Mountain Dew.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's really good. It's kind of blueberry-ish.
Ooh.
And by the way, on the topic of ice cream, if you find yourself in France anytime soon, look for Bertillon ice cream. Oh, my gosh. It was so good. We started looking at all the cafe menus we passed to see if that place had it, and we make a mental note. Hey, they have that ice cream. It's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
All natural. Okay.
So Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream or Mountain Dew ice cream?
I would go with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I think I would, too, especially if it's got crunchy bits in it. From a texture standpoint, I'd be
Yeah. You know Ben & Jerry's is like, why didn't we think of that? Probably
food stuff.
Probably because we didn't have the rights to Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And that Mountain Dew ice cream, by the way, only available by the scoop in this Michigan Mooville store. But pretty soon, I think you'll be able to order it by the gallon. Because I think it's going to be pretty popular. And this is tough. Let's talk Super Bowl ads. And the one we were talking about last week, because they've already shown sort of the precursor to their Super Bowl ad. And then during the Super Bowl, it was going to be a two-parter. But in light of what happened with Kobe Bryant over the weekend, Mr. Peanut.
They've shelved it?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
So if you saw the first commercial, Wesley Snipes is in it, and Matt Walsh from, among other things, Veep. They're riding with Mr. Peanut, and all of a sudden, the car flies off a cliff, and they're all hanging on a branch. But to save them, Mr. Peanut drops, and the car blows up. And they were going to have a fake funeral. They posted, like, Mr. Peanut,
wow.
And they showed, you know, the date of his birth, the year of his death, and they were going to have a faux funeral during the Super Bowl as part of their ad. Yeah, they're not doing that. They've paused all campaign activities. They're saddened by this weekend's news, and they will reevaluate their next steps through a lens of sensitivity.
Yeah, I think that's a smart move.
Well,
I really do.
Yeah.
A bunch of people are saying there's no way you could continue with this campaign.
Right.
So the ad that will probably never ever be shown. That's Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
And your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. I hope you have a granola bar or some sort of food in your car because, as someone said earlier, they hope to make it to work by closing time. It's just been nasty since early this morning because of that freezing drizzle, because some of it turned over to snow, a high.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.